Terry, good morning.
Good morning, Tess.
So to start off with, from a health perspective, I guess, how is vaping any different from smoking regular cigarettes, if at all?
Well, the evidence has been piling up over the last 10, 15 years since electronic cigarettes were first invented. And it's only back in about 2000 that actually happened. But increasingly, the evidence seems to be showing, and certainly respected overseas bodies like the UK Royal College of Physicians and Public Health England have actually concluded on reviewing the evidence in the literature that vaping, you know, using e-cigarettes, is at least 95% safer than smoking deadly combustible tobacco. So in a sense, it seems to me and to other pro-vaping advocates that it makes a lot of sense to actually, if you want to reduce people's risks and exposure to harm, you actually give them a choice between something that is deadly and dangerous like cigarettes and something that looks and increasingly is being proven as being much safer in form of e-cigarettes.
And so how long have e-cigarettes been around? I mean, do we have long-term health effects and studies?
Well, as I said, they were invented, I think, in the year 2000. So they've not been around for that long. Overseas, the take-up of them has been pretty quick, and particularly in Europe and especially the United Kingdom, where it is actually they're readily accessible, particularly containing nicotine. If you go to London these days, you see people vaping everywhere. Now, that's not to say that they're taking over cigarettes entirely, unfortunately. I mean, the UK still has a smoking rate of 16%, but in Australia, we still have a smoking rate of 13%, and a drug and alcohol survey update last week actually showed that over the last 3 years that the decline in smoking rates has actually flatlined around 13%. So if we can actually try and kick that on a little further, we've got to look at all the options. And if vaping as a fresh alternative, increasingly being shown to be seen as relatively safe compared to smoking, and if people still need their nicotine fix, if there's a safer way of getting it, why not give it to them?
And so I was reading earlier as well that there has been a bit of a pushback domestically against e-cigarettes and vaping. Why would that be?
Well, there are some public health bureaucrats and advocates who believe that if you support vaping, it actually undermines all the good work that's been done over the years in terms of reducing smoking and fighting tobacco and all its deadly effects. In a sense, they worry that vaping, because it looks like smoking, will make smoking cool again. And some people actually believe that if you take up vaping, then you want to go the next step and go back to cigarettes, or actually take up cigarettes in the first place. But there's a lot of work overseas that actually suggests that that's a load of rubbish. But those entrenched attitudes are actually very, very strong, and they are very dominant in the areas that make health policy and regulation. So, ministers, government ministers, and bureaucrats are very reluctant to change that prevailing point of view, even though, as I say, evidence keeps mounting that vaping is a viable and safer alternative to smoking.
And so, looking forward to the future, I guess, a bit rubbing the crystal ball, what sort of legislation would you like to see regarding e-cigarettes and vaping in the future?
Well, certainly I believe, like some libertarians believe, that you should have open slather. I think it needs to be sensibly regulated, and we need to make sure particularly that younger people are protected from, inappropriate marketing and exposure to a product that really is an adult product. But beyond that, I think vaping liquids containing nicotine, that actually produce the vapor and give the nicotine fix, are legal in the UK, are legal in the European Union, are becoming legal in New Zealand and Canada, and the US is having a second look at it doing the same thing. So we're lagging well behind comparable countries in getting on the bandwagon here. But look, if even New Zealand thinks that it's a good way to go, one thing about Australia is we like to beat New Zealand, so that we really should get on the bandwagon ahead of them. But look, I think you just need sensible, prudent regulation, particularly around access and marketing. If you want to reduce harm from smoking, you've got to provide that alternative. You just can't wait until you've got absolutely, totally unimpeachable evidence that vaping is the way to go, which is the way the public health lobby wants to go in Australia, whereas in overseas, they're prepared to give vaping the benefit of the doubt on the basis of the emerging evidence to provide that alternative, to try and get people off smoking. And if we really want to reduce smoking rates further, we've got to try everything. And by shutting out vaping as a complete no-go zone in Australia, I think we're missing a great opportunity to get that smoking rate down further than it is at the moment.
Well, it is definitely an issue that we will keep an eye on as time goes by. Terry, thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning.
Thanks for asking me, Tess.